Easter, Week 3, Monday, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Easter glory fills the sky, alleluia. Christ now lives no more to die, alleluia. Darkness has been put to flight, alleluia, by the living Lord of light, alleluia. Mary, Mother, greet your Son, radiant from his triumph won. By his cross you shared his pain, so forever share his reign. Shepherd, seek the sheep that strayed, come to contrite Peter's aid, strengthen him to be the rock. Make him shepherd of your flock. Seek not life within the tomb. Christ stands in the upper room. Risen glory he conceals. Risen body he reveals. Though we see his face no more, he is with us as before. Glory veiled, he is our priest. His true flesh and blood our feast. The Lord will be your everlasting light. Your God will be your glory. Alleluia. Psalm 122. To you have I lifted up my eyes, you who dwell in the heavens, my eyes like the eyes of slaves on the hand of their lords. Like the eyes of a servant on the hand of her mistress, so our eyes are on the Lord our God till he show us his mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy. We are filled with contempt. Indeed, all too full is our soul with the scorn of the rich, with the proud man's disdain. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord will be your everlasting light, your God will be your glory. Alleluia. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Alleluia. Psalm 123. If the Lord had not been on our side, this is Israel's song, if the Lord had not been on our side when men rose against us, then would they have swallowed us alive when their anger was kindled. Then would the waters have engulfed us, the torrent gone over us, over our heads would have swept the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who did not give us a prey to their teeth. Our life like a bird has escaped from the snare of the fowler. Indeed, the snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Alleluia. When I am lifted up from the earth, I shall draw all to myself. Alleluia. A Canticle from Ephesians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. He destined us in love to be his sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. He has made known to us in all wisdom and insight the mystery of his will, according to his purpose which he set forth in Christ. His purpose he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. When I am lifted up from the earth, I shall draw all to myself. Alleluia. A reading from Hebrews chapter 8. This high priest of ours is one who has taken his seat in heaven on the right hand of the throne where God sits in majesty, ministering now to the sanctuary, in that true tabernacle which the Lord, not man, has made. After all, it is the very function of a priest to offer gift and sacrifice. Responsory: the disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. They saw the Lord. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. This is the work that God requires. Believe in the one whom he has sent. Alleluia. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me. Holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. This is the work that God requires. Believe in the one whom he has sent. Alleluia. Intercessions. Let us pray to Christ, who was raised up by the Holy Spirit in his living and life-giving body. Lord, renew the whole of your creation. Christ, Saviour of the world, King of the new creation, you are enthroned at God's right hand. Set our hearts on the things that are in heaven. Lord, renew the whole of your creation. Lord, you are living always in your church. Lead her through the Holy Spirit into the fullness of your truth. Lord, renew the whole of your creation. Have pity on the sick, the distressed, and the dying. Strengthen, comfort, and sustain them. Lord, renew the whole of your creation. Christ, unfailing light, accept our devotion at the close of this day. Shed the radiance of your glory on the faithful departed. Lord, renew the whole of your creation. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God and Father, to those who go astray you reveal the light of your truth and enable them to return to the right path. Grant that all who have received the grace of baptism may strive to be worthy of their Christian calling and reject everything opposed to it. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.